This is the local VK5 news segment. And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. The third Wednesday of January, the 15th, this evening will be an informal get-together for a rag chew and any topic that the attendees choose to raise. There will be a fifth Wednesday on the 29th of January, and this could be a topic for the discussion at the 15th of January meeting. The meetings on Wednesday, the 5th of February, will be the AGM, and all financial members are welcome to nominate for all positions on the committee. The February general meeting will also be held on that evening. Any member who is on the callback roster who wishes to step down, and any member who would like to join the callback roster, I would like to hear from you by email at vk5mak@wia.org.au prior to the AGM on the 5th of February. I would also like to hear from any member information, ideas, or news for inclusion in these broadcasts on a continuous basis during 2020 and early 2021. I hope you all had an enjoyable break over the Christmas and New Year period, and I look forward to your company during 2020. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. 7-3s and best wishes to all. Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. Well, another year has begun where we can explore exciting new projects, participate in upcoming contests, and make those DX contacts you are still looking for to add to your club log scores. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be held this coming Friday, January the 17th. The clubroom doors will be open for members and visitors at 7:15 p.m. The entertainment for this evening will be Lightning Talks. Tell us what you did over the summer. The format is, you have 5 minutes to give a summary of your summer activities within your interests in ham radio or related activities. So members, put together a couple of dot points and update the audience of your exploits within the fields of your interests. So come along this Friday evening, everyone is invited, to hear what AREG members have been working on and join into the social side of the evening over a coffee or tea and cake. Further information on the evening's activities may be found on the AREG webpages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, bringing you all the latest from the Southeast Radio Group. As I do not have a great deal to report again this week, I will give you a small insight into the joys of maintaining a repeater system. This is a report from John, VK5DJ, who is our legendary repeater controller. Narracourt repeater. The repeater is now up and running again, thanks to Peter, VK5BE, for making two trips to Narracourt. On arriving at the site on Sunday, Peter found that the battery and charger were operating as they should. The various receivers and transmitters also seemed to be working well. The problem was traced to the controller. Recently, the Narracourt repeater was locked for 2 days, so to save the transmitter, I decided to turn it off by remote control to save wear and tear. Well, that turned out to be a wrong thing to do. Unfortunately, there was a bug in the software. No, not the six-legged variety. Which meant that once a transmitter was turned off, it was not possible to turn it back on again from the same receiver. It would have been possible to do it through the links, but we didn't know that until later. So Peter bought the controller to my QTH where I had a spare ready to go, but in the meantime I was able to identify the problem on the spare and use the plug-in keypad to recover repeater control if it was turned off. So, when Peter arrived here, it was just a matter of telling the controller that it was okay to work the repeater and it could be returned to the site with the warning to me not to turn off the repeater by remote control until I had killed the bug. When we installed the antenna, which is now ready to go, just waiting on personnel and the crane, I will reload a corrected version of the software. So, Peter then drove back to Narra Court, reinstalled the controller, and all was well again. While he was there, he turned the mute off a little harder, as it was on the edge of the noise. That should sort the noise problem. Thanks, Peter. Cheers, John VK5DJ. As you can tell from this, repeater maintenance is not all beer and skittles, and our group owes John, Peter and the rest of the repeater maintenance team a very big thank you for all the work that they put in to keep our excellent system in top shape. A few other little jobs are still on the to-do list, and we hope to have most of them sorted before we resume our meetings on January the 17th. This seems like a good time to remind everyone that our group meets on the first and third Friday of each month, except at Christmas New Year holiday time. The first Friday is an activity night where a member or members give us a talk or demonstration on a subject near and dear to them, or we may visit an interesting place or have an outside guest speaker. The third Friday meeting is always a business meeting where we keep the axles and wheels greased up and running smoothly. We love to see visitors or possible new members, so if you are in the area, please consider coming along to join us. A feature of our meetings is the coffee, cake and biscuit gab fest afterward, where we all tell lies and share stories and information. Come along and be a part of our activities. We would love to see you. Don't forget to put out a call on our excellent repeater system if you are anywhere in the lower southeast, as someone will almost always be happy to answer you. That's all I have for this week. Until next week, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRB, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. There will not be any general meetings in January, but it will be business as usual with the Blackwood RSL lunches on the second and fourth Fridays. These lunches start at 12 noon, and there's no need to book, just turn up. The dates will be the 24th of January and the 14th and 28th of February. Shack mornings start in January, and the next shack morning will be on the 25th, followed by the 8th and the 15th of February 2020. Shack sessions start at 9:30 a.m. We're looking for ideas for technical sessions for the four Saturdays at the Shack and, of course, volunteers to present these sessions. If you have any suggestions, please email me. I'm filling out the 2020 calendar right now. The January 2020 AHARS annual picnic will be at the Marion RSL and it will be on the 19th of January and the starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. The committee has decided the picnic will be free to AHARS members, but your partners and friends will have to pay $10 for the meal unless they're also members of AHARS. I'm collecting names for the picnic, so please send me an email with your name and call sign and the names of anyone else who's coming with you and indicate if they're also AHARS financial members. If you've not done this already, make this a priority as the RSL wants to have the idea of numbers attending by the 13th of January. Today is the last day to book your meal for the AHARS 2020 picnic. The menu being prepared by the volunteers at Marion RSL will be marinated steak, sausages and hamburgers with the following salads: Greek coleslaw, potato and ham, curried rice, bread and butter. Please bring along a dessert to share with everybody else. Remember, under the rules of the beverage license, you cannot supply your own drinks, but they have a well-stocked bar and the prices are most reasonable. While I'm talking about finances, your subs for 2020 are due at or before the February AGM. The cost of membership is still $20 if paid before the end of March. After that date, it will be $25. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp at wia.org.au, or you could send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Good morning. Here is this week's news from NERC. The first regular meeting for the year went well last Friday night and was well attended considering most are still on holidays. Our thanks go to those who organised and manned the barbecue. A few videos relating to our hobby were shown and plenty of discussion. January is another busy month for members with three club events on the calendar. Friday the 24th is the usual Tech Night meeting with Des VK5LEA giving a presentation on J-pole antenna construction. These simple antennas are very efficient and relatively easy to construct with minimal tools needed. Many variations are available, and we'll leave it to Des to show us the best way to achieve a result. And of course, Friday the 31st will be another eat-out session, and Les VK5KLD should be back next week to tell us where it will be held. Remember that each Friday, late afternoon, the F-Troop gang meet on the club's VK5RHO VHF repeater to discuss various topics for newcomers to our hobby. This is the place to meet to talk to other like-minded amateurs entering the world of amateur radio. Well, that's about all the news I have for you for this week. So until next time, this has been Brian, VK5EI, for the North East Radio Club.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.